A California man is arrested for taking the leg of a person killed by a train. A Canadian man is harassing women with his poop fetish online. And a Texas man changed his name to literally anybody else and is now running for president. These are the weird stories for Monday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in the galaxy. Yippee-ki-yay! A man has been arrested after allegedly taking the leg of a pedestrian following a train incident. This guy's just trying to get a leg up on life. I don't see the big deal here. It's hard to get a leg up on life. You need all the advantages you can get. I mean, even if you see a leg in real life, just get it, I say. Let's dig into this. I have a feeling I'm going to be horrified, but let's find out here. We have officials who claim a man allegedly removed evidence from an Amtrak station on Friday in California. The man has been identified as 27-year-old Rosendo Telez. At 8 a.m. on Friday, deputies responded saying a pedestrian was struck by a train at the Amtrak station in Wasco, W-A-S-C-O, Wasco. Upon further investigation, police learned that our man, Rosendo, allegedly took a leg from the scene. So we have a dead body, and this man decides, I'm going to take that leg. Come on, he wasn't using it anymore. He just left it on the ground. Perfectly good leg just lying there. Come on. He was a pedestrian. Pedestrian no longer. Pedestrians don't need legs. I'm going to take this. All I need now is a shoe rack and an air fryer, and I'll have all I need in life. It's not even considered kidnapping because it's only a portion of a person. You need a much higher percentage of the person in order for it to be considered kidnapping. I'd say at least 45% of the body needs to be in your possession to be charged with kidnapping. Now, I'm just kind of curious why someone would take a body part from the crime scene. Is it some sort of strange foot fetish? Or is this cannibalism? Let's pray it's neither of those things, because they're both disgusting. Okay, now we have here, disturbing video has been circulating on social media showing the man appearing to hold the body part and eat it. It shows the man eating it before wiping his face as he makes his way down the sidewalk with the severed leg. I can't believe this. There's a clip here. I don't know if I want to watch this, guys. This could be too disturbing even for yours truly. And I cover a lot of disturbing news, as you know. That's kind of my profession, it seems. All right, well, I'm just going to say this. Thank God the video's not a close-up. That was very disturbing. I don't recommend it. Not for the faint of heart. And I think that's enough internet for me today, guys. That's all I can take. Now, apparently they got this guy in custody here. He was found with outstanding warrants. He's been charged with taking evidence from the scene. I can't believe he ate some of the leg. It looks like he's eating the leg. It's not a very close-up video, but it appears that he's taking some bites out of the leg from afar. What's worse is he doesn't even put any seasoning on it from what I can see. It's just going in raw, guys. Taking a big bite of that free-range organic leg without pesticides. He's been charged with the removal of human remains from a site other than a cemetery without the approval of law enforcement, which is apparently a misdemeanor. How is that a misdemeanor? And how do you get approval of law enforcement for removing human remains from anywhere? There's a lot to unpack here, and the story really isn't giving me all the answers that I need. I'm going to guess there's some serious drugs at the bottom of this. You guys are familiar with that situation in Florida a few years ago with the man on bath salts ate another individual's face. I'm going to guess that there's a little bit of that going on here. A drug that makes you eat the flesh of humans. I can't wrap my head around it. I mean, I've done some wild drugs, but never that kind of drug. I've done drugs where I wanted to eat an entire cheesecake. Never a human leg, thankfully. A man in Canada has been asking women if they'll sell him their feces on social media. I thought I had enough internet for the day. Apparently, I'm in for more. A man has reportedly been approaching women on social media, asking them to sell their feces. I didn't know there was a market for such things. Well, knowing that, I just want to let everybody know I'm an independent retailer if anyone's interested in purchasing mine. I've been apparently flushing it down the toilet for free all these years. I don't know how much you can get for a poo. Let's keep reading and find out. What's he going to do with the poo? Eat it? I mean, nothing would surprise me at this point. It says this guy's been approaching ladies, asking them to sell their poop. And he's been asking women that are underage as well. This guy's a real freak and needs to be dealt with by law enforcement. Let's hope that he has been. A citizen was concerned enough to report this matter to the police. And they have taken the social media posts very, very seriously, apparently. In particular, because this individual has been specifically targeting minors in his quest for some feminine poo. Residents say this disturbing individual is originally from the Durham region in Ontario. He has been messaging women on the Facebook Marketplace, asking them if he can... Come on, man. It says eat their poop. And come on, man. What is wrong with people? He's asking them on the Facebook Marketplace of all places. That's like public. Those are public posts. He's been offering money for them to eat their poo. Now, it says the police aren't identifying the accused at this time as they are not charged yet or have been convicted by any court. There's a screenshot, though, by a social media user outing this individual, as they should. The man's name is Michael Sullivan and lives in Picton, Ontario. There's some very disturbing messages here, too, in the screenshot. Shall I read them? I mean, we've already dove down this rabbit hole. The Facebook messages say, "Hello, I'm wondering if you might be interested in selling your feces to me. It could be in a container or something like that. I know it might sound odd, so no worries if you're not interested." Could be in a container. What did you think, they were going to bring it over in the palm of their hand, you idiot? You could put it in a container, or, you know, I don't know, it could come directly from your bum and into my mouth. This is so disgusting. This person says, "How much is it? And is it a pickup situation?" Pickup. Yeah, with a pooper scooper. "How about I poop on the lawn outside my house and you come and get it and then Venmo me?" I mean, it doesn't say that. I'm just taking liberties. Okay, so the man does respond. Mr. Sullivan says, "I could pay between $150 and $200 each time if that works for you." Well, I have to say I'm a little surprised that the market value of poop, $200, is that's more than I thought it would be. You know, one thing you could do with a fella like this is just go to the dog park and scoop up a bunch of dog poo and then sell him that. You know? Pull a fast one on him. This POS. I don't even know how you end up in this weird place in life where this is what you do. What happened to hobbies? I mean, do you guys remember we used to have hobbies? You know? Collecting things, normal things, you know, not human excrement, but like, you know, sports memorabilia. I remember collecting that. That was fun. I've heard of some other hobbies that are out there, such as scrapbooking. I don't know much about it. It seems rather dull to me. How about wiffle ball? Wiffle ball is a wonderful sport we can all play in the backyard safely. It's like baseball without the pain. It's a lovely sport. Please Google wiffle ball. It's one of my favorite things to do. I played a lot of wiffle ball back in the day. Hobbies, guys. Hobbies. A Texas man has changed his name to literally anybody else and is now running for president. All right, well, this is a weird story without all that disgusting stuff. The story's out of Dallas. It says, before a Dallas Stars hockey game at the American Airlines Center recently, fans were met by an eager-looking man wearing a ball cap and a shirt that read, quote, "Literally anybody else, 2024. He was standing by the steps of the PNC Plaza. What's his mission? What is the sentiment driving it all? Well, wholly relatable, sympathetic, and engaging to many voters who don't want to see former President Trump or President Biden win the race for the White House come November. The guy's name, his first name is literally, his middle name is anybody, his last name is Else. This is no joke. He's a 35-year-old math teacher and an Army veteran who has recently legally changed his name to literally anybody else. He did this earlier this year in order to run for president in the first year that he's eligible to do so. It says here that Mr. Else, our new possible presidential candidate, has already filed with the Federal Election Commission. He was at the Dallas Stars hockey game, stumping for signatures to try and land on Texas's November ballot as an independent presidential candidate. Literally anybody else is quoted as saying, "To be honest with you, this really isn't about me. It's more so, it's just an idea that we can do better in the United States. Out of 300 million people for president, we can do better." Well, I mean, this guy's got my vote already. This guy gets it. I agree. We can do better. I'm going to vote for literally anybody else if it's available. I'd like to. Now, him getting on the ballot is going to be extremely difficult, it says at this point. And literally anybody else says, quote, "Well, you know, I'm not delusional. This will be very difficult to do, but it's not impossible. My hope is to have Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and then literally anybody else right underneath that. I really want there to be an outlet for folks like me who are just so fed up with this constant power grab between two parties that has no benefit for the common individual." Preach it, baby. Preach it. I agree. I like where this guy's head's at. And it's a little odd, the approach, but it does make a point, and he's obviously getting in the news. I'm wondering if he chose the right name, though. Wouldn't none of the above be better? Can you imagine? You have Trump, Biden, and then none of the above. I think you got a better shot at none of the above. But regardless, this is going to be an uphill battle. It says, per the state of Texas, an application to be on the ballot as an independent candidate must be submitted with a petition and both documents filed on or before May 13th. Potential candidates can start gathering signatures for their petition after March 5th, but there's a massive, massive hurdle as the petition must have 113,151 signatures from registered voters who did not vote in the presidential primary of either party in Texas. 113,151 signatures. Where did they get this odd number? It's very specific. That's a lot of signatures, man. You're going to have to go to a lot of hockey games. Literally nobody else. Sorry, I screwed that up. It's literally anyone else is his name. Who's his vice president that he's running with? Is it not sure? I'm running with not sure. Who's your Secretary of State? I don't know. Not sure and I don't know. Literally nobody else. This is like that Abbott and Costello episode, huh? On the baseball field. Now, another barrier for literally anyone else to be on the presidential ballot all over the country is that other states have similar requirements and deadlines for independent candidates. So it'll be doubtful that Mr. Else gets this accomplished in every territory voting for the next president. His best chance is to apply as a write-in candidate for the Lone Star State and others as well. In Texas, a write-in candidate only has to register with the state, but hordes of signatures aren't needed for the Secretary of State to accept their votes if a voter writes their name down in November. In other words, Mr. Else has to become a household name overnight to even have a chance in the big show, which is something that he's very aware of. He says, quote, "Write that name in. We don't really have a neither option on the ballot, and this fills that role." It says here, Mr. Else's candidacy feels more like a rallying cry against the current state of U.S. politics and who Republicans and Democrats are offering up as presidential candidates to run our beloved country. It's very unfortunate that these are the candidates we get every year. As Robert Anton Wilson used to say, this isn't much of a choice. The choice is between one rich lying bastard and another rich lying bastard.
Yay!
Thank you so very much for spending some time with me in the Weird AF News podcast. I appreciate it. I think it was a pretty decent episode. Maybe you'd like to call me and leave a voicemail. It'd be nice to hear from you. Number 646-450-2012. You can email me, funnyjones@gmail.com. And then I have an Instagram, too. That's another way to get a hold of me or send me something. It's at funnyjones. Oh, yeah. Maybe you want to send me a link to a weird story you think that I should cover this week. That would be helpful, too, helping me out. Now, here's something of, I guess, some due diligence here. I got an email from Ashley, who is a longtime listener from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And she listens to the Weird AF News podcast on her Google Home. That's where she discovered the podcast. And she brought it to my attention that Google Podcasts apparently is doing away with Google Podcasts. Or I should say Google is doing away with Google Podcasts. And this might affect the people that listen to me on your Google Home device. So I believe there's a way to still listen to it on your device. You may have to coordinate it, your podcast listening via another provider through Google Home, which meaning you could probably listen to all of your podcasts through the Spotify app somehow through your Google Home. So just a heads up, those of you who are listening on Google Home, at some point in April, apparently, so that's in just days away, I believe the podcast will disappear. I mean, I guess we'll have to see how this plays out. But I just thought I'd bring it to your attention. Maybe you've even been notified about it. I didn't want you to think all of a sudden Jonesy stopped doing the Weird AF News podcast. I'm not stopping doing the Weird AF News podcast. So if you're not getting it, that's because there's something wrong with your device on your end. So just a heads up. I don't know what you guys need to do with that information. But I think it's pretty important, and I just want to give Ashley a shout-out for bringing that to my attention. That's very sweet of her. And so, hi to Ashley and family in Michigan. I guess lastly, if you'd like to support Weird AF News, you can go to weirdafnews.com and buy Jonesy a coffee or join the Patreon. Now, I just scheduled about a week's worth of posts in the Patreon. They'll be going out every day at about the same time as the podcast. So if you're a Patreon member, you'll see some content just popping up in there every day for the rest of the week. And I put content in there regularly is my point. So when you join the Patreon, you get extra Weird AF News content as well. So that's pretty cool. Anyways, these are ways you could support the show. And I guess that's about it. Thanks for spending some time. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll do this all over again. And good luck with your life, man. Yeah, good luck with it.